The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's horse racing preview. We're going to look ahead to today's action at Cheltenham. It's the first meeting of the new national hunt season at the home of Jumps Racing. It's the opening day of the showcase meeting. My name is Mark Walton and I'm delighted to be joined once again by AP McCoy. Welcome back, AP. How are you?
Morning, Mark. Good, thank you. Good, thanks.
Good man. A lot has changed since last time we spoke to you. You're a champion jockey once again for an 18th time. And you've had a little son as well, AP Junior. I mean, plenty has gone on for you over the summer months.
Yeah. It's always great to end the season as champion jockey, which I was lucky enough to end last season. And obviously, I have a little boy. So it's been great. The summer, obviously, started off a bit slowly with being off injured, but it's got going well, and as I said, having the son made it really special, so it's been a good summer.
Good, glad to hear it, AP, and it's been well documented as well over the last few months that you're getting very close to the 4,000 winners now. You're 25 away this morning, I think?
Yeah, it's still quite a lot, you know. Hopefully in the next couple of months I'll get there, you know, at some point, but it's a lot harder than people think to write 25 winners, but we'll keep trying and hopefully get there eventually.
How much does that mean to you now to get 4,000? Is that the main aim at the moment, to get to that 4,000 mark?
Yeah, you know, it's something that obviously pretty much since I wrote my 3,000 winner that I've set my goal to be to write 4,000 winners. It's a lot of winners. You need a lot of luck. And if I do get there, I'll be very happy, and I'll definitely be one of my better achievements, I think.
Yeah, I was reading as well in one of the papers about your little almost side bet with Martin Piper. do you give each other a bit of stick about that?
Yeah, a little bit. I just we had a private joke that I said I would ride more winners than he trained, but he trained a lot of winners, 4,182. So whether I'm able to last long enough to ride that many winners, who knows? As a jump jockey, you take it day by day, but you never know. It'll keep me thinking, that's for sure.
Okay, well, good stuff. Hopefully it won't be too long until you hit that 4,000 winner mark. Hopefully you can get a few this afternoon. So let's look ahead to the action at Cheltenham then, the first meeting of the year at Cheltenham. It's always a good start to the season, this, isn't it, AP?
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's obviously nice to be back in Cheltenham. It shows you that jump racing is back, really, and no better place than Cheltenham to get it going. So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, the first race this afternoon is the 2:10. We start with the Neptune Investment Management Novices Hurdle, which is over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. And you've got the favourite in here, AP. You're on Rum and Butter, who arrives here in good form, has won several times at Newton Abbott this season, and a good second there last time when having to give weight to Kangaroo Court, who's subsequently gone on and won since. So the form looks pretty good. How's Rum and Butter going to be away from Newton Abbott, though, AP?
Yeah, I don't know. It's the only place he's won, so hopefully he'll be okay around Cheltenham. It's a big difference going from Newton Abbott to Cheltenham, that's for sure. But he seems to have improved throughout the summer. He's only a 5-year-old. The last time himself and San Rocky met, the Paul Nichols horse actually came out on top. So he's got to reverse places with him a little bit. But hopefully he's got a good chance. I mean, he is the highest on official ratings. He's the highest rated horse, so hopefully he's got a good chance. But it's an open race. There's, you know, obviously, Glendot Draft was very impressive last time when he won at Bangor. Pure Science was a decent bumper horse of Nigel Tristan Davis's, and obviously the Paul Nichols horse, as we said. But hopefully, Roman Butler's up to winning.
Okay. On to the second race, and this is at 2:40, and this is the Cheltenham Annual Members Novices Chase. It's a Class 2 Novices Chase over 2.5 miles. And whilst there's only three of them in the lineup, it's still a very interesting race. We have Rebel Fitz, Takandasu, and Third Intention in the lineup. And you're on board Takandasu, who's the outsider of the field, AP, but it was a grade one winner over hurdles and looks open to plenty of progress. What are you expecting from him first time over fences?
Well, it's a tough start for him, that's for sure. Obviously, Rebel Fitz and Third Intention are both experienced chasers. You know, they've both had, you know, I think Rebel Fitz has had four chases. And Third Intention ran pretty much all last season to a pretty good level. He was just beaten by Captain Conan in a grade one at Sandown. He was second to Dynas at Aintree. He's got pretty good form. And Rebel Fitz, obviously, was a former Galway hurdle winner, made a good start to his chase career, been impressive in his four chases to date. So Takandasu's definitely got it all to do to be winning in his first chase start. But he was a decent horse last year. Hopefully he'll jump well, and we'll see what happens. But it's a very, very close race on ratings, especially, you know, with on ratings, really, Third Intention should probably win, but there's not much between them, that's for sure.
Okay, I always got the impression with Takandasu as well that it was quite well thought of at home. Is he one that's going to be better over fences, do you think?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, he schooled pretty well. And hopefully will be. I just think that some of our horses have just been coming on for the run, so hopefully he'll perform well. And you know, it'd be nice if we did win, that's for sure.
Okay, on to the 3:15 next, and this is the Potemps Network Handicap Hurdle Series Qualifier. It's over 3 miles, and the favourite is Captain Sunshine, who was runner-up in the final of this event last year. You're on board Mission Complete in here as well, AP, who's not always straightforward, but arrives in good form. Competitive race, as you expect. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, Mission Complete has been running away during the summer. His last few runs have been consistent enough. He got beat by Ben Head last time. Before that, he won at Market Raisin. This will be tough for him. There's no doubt this will be tough for him. He'll need to step up on his form to be featuring in the finish here, I think, that's for sure. Captain Sunshine, obviously, a classy sort of horse in the race. He was maybe a little bit unlucky last year in the final of this race. And he's had some good form before that, but it's a very open contest. You know, there's a few of them that have come in here winning form. Trackmate, he won the last start at Aintree. So Fine and Philip Hobbs has stayed on well to win at Fontwell last time. Pure Faith of Peter Bowens, he's been in pretty good form. And Cross Canyon's not a bad horse to stay at a bigger price. But yeah, Captain Sunshine's the one they've all got to beat, that's for sure.
Okay, Captain Sunshine then in the 3:15. On to the 3:50 next. This is the Ryman Stationery Cheltenham Business Club Novices Chase. It's over 3 miles and half a furlong. And Pantsauer heads the betting this morning, racked up a hat-trick. But you have you're on board Twirling Magnet, whose form ties in with Pantsauer from back at Foss last run, trying to give way to him. What are your thoughts here?
His form was okay. It was very disappointing last time at Market Raisin, so he's got to perform better today than he did there, that's for sure. But it's a novice chase with horses that have plenty of experience of running. Manila for Value has been doing plenty of winning in Ireland, in places like Stowell and Ballinrobe and Golden Park. Pantsauer, as you said, of Alan Kings, has been in consistent form. He's won his last three. He's improving. And he's definitely got a chance. He's definitely got a chance of winning, that's for sure. According to Drev, has been workmanlike in his performances, but seems to have jumped well. Very tough race. I think the favourite, Pantsauer, of Alan King's, definitely looks the one to beat. Twirling Magnet at a good price could run well if he was a bit of value.
Okay, Twirling Magnet is 11-2 this morning, so I suppose some people would like that as an each-way price. On to the 4:25 next then. This is a 2.5 mile maiden hurdle, and we have an odds-on favourite for this in the shape of Lac Fontana, who's 8-13 this morning. You're in action as well, AP, you're on board Hawaii 5-0, who cost £130,000 after winning a soft ground Irish bumper. An encouraging start for the yard as well at Fontwell, and looks promising on his hurdling debut. What are you expecting from him?
Yeah, I was a little bit disappointed with him at Fontwell, to be honest. I was hoping that he'd have been able to win. I was just a bit disappointed. The horse that beat him, Gentleman John, I don't think was overly fancy in the day, but he did win a bumper in Clonmel, as you said, so hopefully he's got a good chance. The favourite, like Fontana, has a rating of 130. He's been placed in a few novice hurdles. He was second to Chatterbox at Newbury, which is pretty good form, third to Forgotten Voice at Kempton. And then I suppose he was eighth or O'Connor, probably was a good enough run. I think it'd be very hard to beat, to be honest, the favourite. But hopefully Hawaii 5-0 has a chance of putting it up to him for sure. That, you know, if anyone, the other one, Germany Calling, I think was a bit disappointing in the bumper at Worcester, was third. Not sure it was an overly strong race. I think the favourite's going to be very hard to beat.
Okay, on to the penultimate race next then. The 5 o'clock, which is an amateur rider's handicap chase of 3 miles and half a furlong. Fredo and Robin Will are the joint favourites this morning in what is a pretty open contest. We're going 6-2 on the field. Who do you like for this one, AP?
Yeah, as you said, it's a very open race. There's a couple with bits of good form. Our Island at the top is a horse that has had some good form in the past. He might not be without a chance. Watch House has won a couple of races. Fell last time. Probably wouldn't have wanted too much rain, that's for sure. Oscar Davy of Philip Hobbs might be one that I would maybe go for. I think he's been pretty consistent. I think Oscar Davy would be the one for me. And as I said, our line at the top, I think, is a decent horse today, and wouldn't be surprised if he ran well.
Okay, and the final race at Cheltenham this afternoon is the 5:30. We finish with the conditional jockeys handicap hurdle over 2 miles and half a furlong. Fatou and Fox Club are the 11-2 joint favourites for this one. A similar story here, AP. There's plenty you could give a chance to. Who'd you like for the lucky last?
Yeah, Fox Club was very impressive when he won last time. He was very impressive when he won. He's obviously gone up to some like £17, so that would probably slow him down. 4-2 was beaten far enough, I thought, in Chepstow on Saturday. You could definitely pick holes in his form. As I said, he was beaten a long way, I thought, in Chepstow the other day. So the specific of Don McCain's is capable of running well. There's lots in there with chances. Delia's son has been running pretty consistently. He was second last time, won before that. If he went fast in the race, he would be a horse with a chance. I'm going to go for Fox Cup. I think the way he won at Fontwell last time, I'm going to go for him over 4-2. So for Fox Cup for me.
Okay, Fox Cub in the lucky last then. AP, thank you very much for speaking to us. It's been a pleasure to speak to you once again. Good luck at Cheltenham this afternoon, and we'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.